must have missed that because I was doing cooler stuff. So I got a follow-up to a story that we talked about yesterday. Javi Mandel fainted Wednesday at an L.A. Starbucks, and it turns out that it was actually due to dehydration from a colonoscopy. If you haven't been lucky enough to have one of those like I have, you drink all this stuff to prep, and it clears you out and definitely dehydrates you. He called it consensual diarrhea because it's not like you're not getting it from something you ate. It's like you're getting it on purpose.
Right.
So it's consensual. That made me laugh. I guess the second he woke up from the procedure, he went right back to work, which they probably don't recommend. I don't recommend that. And then since he was so tired in the 2 days following, he just was drinking a ton of coffee, which, Fred, as you pointed out, dehydrates you. So he fainted at Starbucks. He also was very mad that people were talking about him fainting at Starbucks. I think people were just worried that he fainted
at
Starbucks.
Concerned, yeah.
He's saying now he feels really good, though, despite his health scare. Again, do not recommend waking up from a procedure.
Can I get some of that colonoscopy prep to take, like, starting maybe today so that my suit fits me a little slimmer tomorrow? Because I haven't had to put that thing on since my sister's wedding, and that was approximately 18 months ago.
I know, none of my dresses fit.
Not thinking it's going to be too good.
You went through all of COVID. You haven't tried it on?
Why would I have a disease? Could we see all around my house?
No, I mean, please dress up. We just went through 18 months of eating everything we wanted and not working out at all. And we're about to go to a wedding. You didn't try on your outfit before today?
What do you think? Why is he talking about? I'm concerned.
He's worried.
But what's interesting is I actually haven't gained any weight. I just think my composition. No, it's true. I think my composition has changed. I think it's like fat now. I think it's like fat now, not muscle and tone. No, my body shape has changed. Same as it was, which still not good.
Yeah, I would not recommend this specific prep for that because it is gnarly and it tastes like chalk. It's not fun, but I'm concerned about my dress selection as well because nothing fits. So,
well, that'll be two of us.
We'll be bursting with the same
looking like sausage
together.
Dancing tomorrow.
I love that for us.
Yeah,
Adele released Easy on Me, which is her first single in 5 years. I can't believe it. Yesterday night, she introduced the piano ballad, which we've been playing all morning, with a black and white video in which she drives away from an empty house with a sold sign in the front yard that's supposed to represent the house she shared with her ex-husband. Gives me chills. That's sad. By the end of the clip, she's in full Technicolor, I'm assuming, to tell us that she's now happy as she belts out the song.
Yeah, because she's getting that LeBron James manager stuff, you know what I mean?
Two of them together, how much money do you think that is? Holy moly. And there's like sheet music going around. Easy on Me is the lead single from her fourth studio album, which is called 30, which is the age that she started writing it, due out November 19th. We're going to check it online today. If you want to hear that full song, we have that up there. And wait until you see who this NFL player put on the tombstones, like for his Halloween decorations. It's amazing. It's on FredShowRadio.com.
That is pretty good. Hey, Daphne. twice Chance the Rapper trending. I hope someone straightened him out on some of the details of this. Also, let me see here. The White Sox are trending. Bill Clinton. The FDA is trending today. A ridiculous study that they should have paid me to do. I could have told you in like 2 seconds. And The Simpsons also trending. All of that next and blogs on the Fred Show.
Fred Show. Traffic.
Routine, work out with friends, and get live feedback from world-class instructors with MioU, your one-stop shop for digital fitness. For the unbeatable monthly price of just $4.99, MioU offers 24/7 access to on-demand, interactive, and live workouts on devices you already own. Sweat with the pros, get results, and feel great for only $4.99 per month. Start your 30-day free trial by entering promo code IHEART at MioUFitness.com. That's MioUFitness.com.
Inspired by State Farm's surprisingly great rates.
It's so cheap.
Supplies last. Staples Connect, the working and learning store.
Are you guys taking a big, a game, Chicago Atlantic? Who eats monster truck?
Plungey, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S&I, is operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
1035 KISS FM is powered by Wintrust Community Bank.
Anxiety and panic attacks can take over your life, but only if you let them. On the Anxiety Bites podcast, join comedian Jen Kirkman for the show that's all about normalizing anxiety. Jen brings her own life lessons, humor, and hope to a show that's an open, honest discussion about panic disorders. It's interesting with a panic attack that it never really is about anything that's happening in that moment, right? It's always kind of this build-up where, like, you almost can't take it anymore. It's the straw that breaks the camel's back. Listen to Anxiety Bites on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Afternoon and tonight, expect a low of 54.
This report is sponsored by Northwestern University. Position yourself for success at Northwestern University's Master of Science in Communication, weekends, or online master's program in management and leadership. Apply now for January 20 to 22nd start at msc.northwestern.edu. That's msc.northwestern.edu.
It's the Fred Show on 103.5
KISS FM.
This is what's trending.
All right, the Chicago Sky play tonight. WNBA Finals Game 3 in series tied. Phoenix Mercury, one game to one, and Chance the Rapper tweeted, when the Sky clinches a victory in Game 3 tomorrow, which tonight, which is actually not a clinching game, I will be getting tattooed to commemorate the victory. Now remember, if the Sky wins tonight, Chance's tattoo would be premature because, well, they'd have to win Sunday as well. But go ahead. I like it. If they win tonight, go ahead, Chance. Be one game ahead of them. That's how diehard of a fan you are, Chance. Go ahead. Hospitalized since Tuesday with an infection of the non-COVID variety. The former
neighbor Lisa the other day about getting LASIK, and she suggested LASIK Plus. Said they were the best. I told Megan, my friend Gary told me about LASIK Plus, and that he was right. I had a great experience.
Yeah, I'm Gary. I told Lisa about LASIK Plus, and that they customized a treatment plan specific for my eyes.
LASIK Plus gets more referrals from former patients than anyone else. So if you're ready for a life of new vision, ask a friend, and we're confident they're going to say LASIK Plus. Wait, and you are?
Oh, I'm Matt. Who told Gary? Who told Lisa? Who told Megan?
Right now at LASIK Plus, you can get $1,000 off our Wavelight laser if you're treated in October. That's $500 off per eye. Check out the thousands of five-star reviews, then visit mylasikoffer.com. LASIK Plus, the patient's choice for LASIK. Must mention this promotion and be treated in October of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard Wavelight price. $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at mylasikoffer.com. The wait is finally over.
103.5 Kiss FM's Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One, returns to Chicago.
We celebrate music's biggest stars at the live party we've been waiting for 2 years.
With Doja Cat.
Pro on us with eligible trade-in and plan, and upgrade forever.
So I can always have a new iPhone?
Yep, forever. Lock in the trade-in value of your new iPhone up to $800 every 2 years for your next upgrade. Get iPhone 13 Pro on us right now and upgrade forever. Only at T-Mobile.
With Max Plan and iOS, now get 30 monthly gold credits for well-qualified buyers plus tax. Contact us before canceling service to continue credits on current device or credits. Stop and balance on required financing. Data fastest based on average overall 5G speeds according to Open Saver Rewards and USA 5G User Experience Report July 2021. See T-Mobile.com.
Simone Biles and teammates star in Athleta Presents Gold Over America Tour. Simone, Jordan, Grace, Jade, and Michaela. October 17th, Allstate Arena. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This fall, gather what's good so that you can look and feel your best with Fresh Times Vitamins and Body Care Sale. October 13th through 19th, save 25% on over 5,000 wellness products. Supercharge your immune system with a selection of Colfax and nourish your body from head to toe with naturally rejuvenating skin and body care options. Fall into healthy habits with real savings department-wide at your neighborhood Fresh Time Market. Get real. Just beyond the familiar.
Trust no one.
Just beyond the expected.
Are you crazy? You can't bring wands to school.
Just beyond the world you know.
I don't quite feel like myself.
There is another.
What is this place?
I'll show you.
From the world of R.L. Stein.
I think I'm in an alternate universe. I really need your help.
Experience 8 eerie stories.
Ghosts aren't real, right?
In one frightfully fun anthology series.
It'll be our little secret.
Just beyond. Original series now streaming only on Disney Plus.
I'm Attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm Attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Jonathan Faust, Managing Attorney. Glenn Lerner, licensed in Nevada only. All cases are different. No guarantee of recovery. 114 East Cermak, Chicago.
Opening October 17th is Rise Up, Stonewall, and the LGBTQ Rights Movement, an exhibit at Illinois Holocaust Museum that explores how the Stonewall Uprising sparked the modern LGBTQ plus rights movement. More information at ilholocaustmuseum.org.
being part of the Fred Show means I gotta wake up pretty early. And before the show even starts, there's a bunch going on. How the show's gonna go, what we're gonna talk about. And that's why I like to kick off my morning with a bowl of Honey Bunches of Oats cereal. The crispy flakes, the sweet honey, and the crunchy granola not only tastes incredible, but it puts me in the right mindset to be positive, bring the laughter, and to have a bunch of fun. So grab a box of Honey Bunches of Oats cereal and help spread that positivity, because you're the ingredient your world needs to make a bunch happen.
Radio advertising can connect your business with holiday shoppers wherever they go. Use iHeart Ad Builder to create an affordable custom radio ad right on your phone. Just click, listen, approve, then hear it on the radio. Create your customized ad today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Hear that pin dropping?
watching everything. Yep, the drones, the police. I would be Mike in that situation.
He goes outside, looks for the tornadoes. Yep, yeah, that is
and they're still on the loose?
They're still, yeah, everything. I can't find anything that said they got caught yet.
Oh, boy.
I know.
I don't know. They could be in a shed.
Yeah.
Oh, they could be in a shed.
Oh, my gosh.
They could be in a shed.
A man shed.
Perhaps they immersed themselves in the koi pond.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're living with the koi now.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. Dear blog, we have a big weekend. It's kind of a group blog. We have a big weekend, though. Lots going on. Tomorrow, I have my pilot to pause trip in the morning. I'm going to go get little big. Rocky, the pit bull.
Rocky.
Handsome boy. Such a good-looking boy. Big, strong head. Big, strong man. He's a pit bull. He's a dog.
Sexy boy.
But he is. You know, so he was dropped off. We're going to call it dropped off, even though he was dumped. At a farm in outside of Memphis, Tennessee. And apparently all was well. And the woman loves him, except he doesn't love the donkey and the chickens on the farm. He doesn't really mess well with them. He's not a country boy. You know, he's not having it. He's a city boy.
Right.
And he's not trying to live this country-ass town, I guess, is what he's saying. And so he got a private jet ride to Chicago. I mean, this worked out very well for him. And so he has a new home here in Chicago, so we're flying him tomorrow, pilots and bus. And I will post pictures on my gram, Fred on air. Already one of them up there, this handsome boy, riding around the car. So, yeah, that's. And then tomorrow evening, we're having a little joint, a little show dinner, station dinner, really. We invited people outside of our circle, which is, I thought, very kind of us, generous. You know, we're a pretty tight clique around here, but yet we invited outsiders who we love to.
Outsiders.
Well, they're on the same station, but they're, you know, they're not part of our fraternity. They haven't been hazed, but they are family. They are. They're like the cousins we like. You know what I mean?
Yes, we love them.
Anyway, they're coming to dinner, and then we're going to the wedding of the after party for the royal wedding.
Yes.
Which is Shelly's wedding, which is tomorrow night. Can you believe it? I feel like we've been talking about this for years. I remember the first time I saw Showbiz Mike. It was at her birthday party at the, was it the Peninsula? Where was that?
Oh my gosh, yeah, it was.
In
and
that
she
bar.
She was gone. She was wasted.
She was hammered, and I didn't know who he, I thought he was just one of the girls. I really did. Like, I did not know she was dating this guy until on my way out, he's got his tongue down her throat outside the bathroom in the hallway, and I'm like, oh, apparently they're together.
I forgot. We caught them making out.
Yes. I had no idea. I honestly, I'm not saying I thought he was gay or anything. I don't know. But I thought he was one of the girls because it was a girls' party. What is it with Shelly inviting us to the back half of everything? Anyway, it was a girls' party. It was girls' night for her birthday, and we all got invited to the back half. So I walk in. I'm the first guy there, and there's a bunch of girls, and then Showbiz Mike just sitting there. And nobody introduced me as the future husband.
It was a sip and see for him. He was meeting all the friends.
It was. And apparently he did well because tomorrow's his big day.
And he's a Michigander.
He's marrying royalty.
He really is.
He is. Yeah, so we're very excited about that for Shelly tomorrow night. And we'll sneak some paparazzi pictures and post them. But you'll see, it'll be like a wine glass. You know, like it'll be like, because I have to take it down here, like kind of low. You know, because
I'm going to smuggle your phone in. They're taking phones.
Yeah, I know. I heard that they're putting them in those bags.
Yeah.
But I'm going to.
What?
I'm going to stuff it in my butt.
He always stops. I don't know why. That's why you were laughing.
So no one's, going to think to look there.
Someone's easy on that booty. Please.
Except for Jason. Jason's always looking, isn't he? Always looking up. Brand new Adele music. Easy on me.
Swim when
how you met, about any dates that you have been on, and where things stand now.
Well, actually, I met Cassidy on an app, a dating app called Tinder.
Oh, yeah, we're familiar with the Tinder app.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a reputation for a specific type of date, I guess, if you will, kind of a hookup site, if you will.
Yeah, some people say it's a hookup app at this point, but okay, so you, is that, was that your, okay, well, tell the rest of the story, and we'll get there.
Yeah, well, I met her on there, you know, and, you know, I went out with her, you know, asked her out for drinks and whatnot. Thing is, I'm not really the kind of guy who'd like to hook up on a first date, but regardless, we went out, we got some drinks, we had a good time, both realized we didn't have anything, we hadn't had anything to eat for dinner for a while, so we decided to go to my place nearby, you know, to get some food, only to get some beer again, you know, thought we could, you know, go on a second date, maybe even talk some more, but she kind of just ghosted me, never heard from her.
First date, very tame, you know, you're trying to take things slow. Even though you know it's a hookup app, but okay, that's
okay,
fine,
yeah,
you're being a gentleman. And you haven't heard from her since the date, and that's frustrating for anybody. Nobody wants to be ghosted. And so let's see if we can figure out what's going on and get you an explanation. We'll call her, and you'll be on the phone. And I don't want you to say anything right at first, but at some point you're welcome to jump in on the call. And hopefully we can straighten all this out and set you guys up on another date and pay for that, okay?
Sounds great.
Let's see what's going on. Part two of Waiting by the Phone, 2 minutes away.